KBOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be active. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those first, and then we'll recognize our Echo Link stations. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Savannah, Georgia. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy. He's up there at Table Rock. And K4GAT, that's Mr. Mike. He's in Simpsonville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat. He's in Simpsonville. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit, North Carolina. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. We'll go over now to our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. KQ4TGH. This is Jonathan. I'm in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KQ4TGH. That's Mr. Jonathan over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jonathan. Hope you are doing well. And I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Mr. Gary, get me checked in there. Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango. That's KC4, PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you, everyone on the net. And I'll be short time listening.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Richard. Hope you are doing well. That's all the Echo Link stations I got up now, so we'll go over to the RF section and the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Marina County. The name and native, 73 to you and all on the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
For DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. Hope you're doing well. And then we got KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Miss Lorena brings along their daughter, KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. Down there in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Briggs, Dale, Rick, and Michelle, we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. And K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt. He's over there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Walt. Tell Joanna and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
4DOS. Hello, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLD, this is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be nanim and nanim. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
For DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in W4SBX, Whiskey 4, Sierra Bravo X-ray. This is Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's located over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Please tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And W4S, that's Mr. Brad. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brad. Hope you are doing well. Got a couple more Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim and Berea. Negative and negative.
And the Kilo.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4YHY. That's Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And we had kind of a train wreck there. I think both of you fellas was trying to check in at one time. So, yeah, the Echo Link station, go ahead.
Hey, Gary, this is KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. Negative, negative, and do tell me, Stuart, that we say hello.
This is KA4DOS. 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Steven, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Steven. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all are doing well. We'll go back over to the alphabet now in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Good evening, Gary. Say hello to Joy. Please check in. Kilo 4, Sierra Mike Victor Dale in the metropolis of Ellenborough. Nothing to buy, nothing to sell, but we'll be listening in for the swap net.
Recheck, Gary.
I got you, Stephen. Be right back to you. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4SMV. That's Mr. Dale. He's up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. I hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And good hearing you on the radio tonight. KA4PQA, Stephen, go with your recheck.
Affirmative, Gary. If you will, you and Miss Joy keep putting your thoughts. Because Gary this morning when she got up, she got a bad cramp in the leg and she got this morning when she first got out of bed, she got a bad cramp in the leg and it almost caused her and it almost caused her to faint on me. And she's also been having a hard time with her headaches, because they've come back in force on her. So Gary, if y'all will be keeping her in thought.
Stephen, I'm sorry to hear that, but we will continue to keep y'all on the prayer list. And again, tell Miss Jennifer, I hope everything gets better with her and the headaches go away and she quits getting them leg cramps. But we got you there, Stephen. We'll take care of that on this end. Y'all have a great evening. Let's go up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, Miss Joy, and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane, portable on the couch. I think no table. Lima. Thanks for calling the net, Gary.
4DOS. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'll be in Townsville, South Carolina on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
QS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're in Southern Greenville County, negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
With everybody at Q4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint, and Honey and Pat, and I'll be negative and negative, 73.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, we're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's up there being a couch potato up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Get you some rest. Please tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And then we got KQ4ZLE down there in Townsville. And I apologize, I missed your name. I had to sneeze right in the middle when you were giving all that out. Give me your name again, please.
KQ4ZLE, that'll be Anthony. Good evening, sir.
listening. We got you there, young man. I apologize for that. I'll try to remember that. My oldest son's name is Anthony, so that should be easier for me to remember, but I'll see what I can do next time. But I hope you are doing well. And next we have K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honey and Path. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And WM4ZPH, that's Mr. David over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well. And then we got W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you are doing well. Good to hear you on the air again there, young man. I got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I got somebody bringing up the repeater, but you don't have any audio that I can hear. But that's not my Echo Link station. I don't know what's going on here. I think it's Jed. If you don't have audio capabilities on Echo Link, shoot me a text message. And if that was you on trying to get into the repeater, try it again. Echo Link station will we'll come back in there in a minute or two, and we'll give him another opportunity. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. That's John, and I'm in Honey Up Path. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Here. Please check in. November 4, Delta Juliet, Charlie. And 4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS, enjoy your buddy on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For DOS. KR4AAE, Stephen and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I did have one double there. If I don't read your call back, try it again. We'd love to get you in the log. Now, would like to say good evening to KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down there in Honey Path. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. John. Hope you are doing well. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, he's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Please tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And KB2BYQ. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you are doing well. And KR4AAE, Mr. Stephen over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. This is Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, Perry and Moore, negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Terry. Hope you are doing well. Let's try that Echo Link station again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link Station dropped out. If he comes back in there, we'll try him again. In the meantime, we'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. Love here in Penrose, no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy at least nice to hello.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettner, North Carolina. Be negative negative tonight, Gary, and thanks for calling the net. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Sorry we couldn't get together today, but I had to get her over there to her appointment. So maybe we can do it a little bit later. But thanks for asking there, Patrick, and hope y'all are doing well up here in Penrose. And then we got KC4EZN, Mr. Harry. On the right night this time, Harry. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you are doing well. And it does get confusing sometimes when you do it back-to-back like that, or you don't do it on your normal day. So we'll take it as it comes, though, Harry. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4EDW, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. And Ed, how's the signal on your receive tonight? I think last week you said it was a little staticky. Is it better tonight?
Static on this particular repeater. Before this net, I was on the Anderson repeater, and it was very clear. Over.
Everybody, well, I don't know what to tell you. We'll have to... They're going to be doing some work on our repeater one of these days soon, so we'll hopefully they'll get some of that straightened out. But sorry you've got a little static on it. But thanks for being with us, and thanks for taking the time to check in. Let's see here. Let's move up now to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73 for each one of you.
KC DOS. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. KI4, KCX. This is Jerry. We're still hanging out in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight, Gary.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, and Greer. I will be in and out this evening.
4DOS. Evening. Again, how are you, Gary? Thanks for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has had a good day. How could you not? I hope you have, and everybody has a good night. KK4JBQ. Back to you, Gary.
In the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And KI4KCX, that's Mr. Jerry. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you are doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Please tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Duncan. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JD, that's Mr. Joe. He's the door prize winner tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Joe. Hope you are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. If I did not do it, I'll recognize my pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. She's sitting in the other room watching some TV tonight. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Tango Romeo, KC4STR, Steve in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. For DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim, Mobile in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS. Wow, but this is Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo November, K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont, and we're going to be negative and negative. It's nice getting back on the air.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KC4STR. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you are doing well. And KA2TXJ, that's Mr. Jim. He's mobile over around Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. Please be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you. Hope you get back to your home QTH in a safe manner. And then we got a K4VKN, a voice I hadn't heard in a long, long time. Alan, hope you are doing well there, young man. Appreciate you coming back in here and being with us on the air. Don't be a stranger there, young man, down there in Piedmont. Come on back as often as you can. You know we love to have you each and every night if you can make it. But good hearing you on the air. Appreciate you being with us. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Pause normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, this is W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I got one I want to post. It's 2 meter, 70 centimeter, little miniature radio. It's a Lexian. Let me look at the part number. Hold on. It's a VV-898, and I'm asking $40 for it if used, but it works.
Let me see what I got here. You say it's a Bravo 898?
Your Victor-898, Lexian, spelled Lima, Echo, India, Delta, Echo, November, subnamber.
We'll get all those down here right in a minute. You have a Leighton VV-898, that's a 2 meter 440 transceiver. And you want $40 for it, correct?
Yes, sir, that's it. And then I think it was last week I posted an Innovative Quadra, and it's still for sale. Nobody called me on it, but you can take it up.
Brad, you say you're good on QRZ for your email address, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
We've got it listed. Does anyone need any fills on this Leighton 8 2 meter 440 that Leighton just listed? Now, Brad, but we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and then we'll take them off the book that way. But we'll keep running that other one there for you for a few more weeks. And anyway, so we got anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, I've got a LT. It's a DAX 65. It's a dual banner. It does all that. It's brand new and still got the box and everything with it. I'll take 150 for it. They can also reach me at 678-246-6049. Hadn't even had it out of the box probably about once, and then I put it back in and didn't use it about one time. But I've actually got another one, so don't need two. So that's the only reason I guess I'm going to consider getting rid of it. Back to you, KI4DOS, KC4PLT.
Richard, you have for sale a Yaesu FT65 dual bander, and you would take $150 for it, still in box. And I missed your phone number, so you're going to have to give me your phone number again.
Okay, it's 678-246-6049, QSL.
6049, correct?
It's 678-246-6049. That's correct, Gary.
You got her down. Appreciate you being with us, and thanks for listing that with us. I had somebody call me and ask me about if I had any dual banders on the swap net. I had to tell him no, but now I got two. I call him back and say, hey, look, I got these two now. See which one he wants to go with. But do appreciate it. And does anyone need any fills on this FT65 dual bander that Richard just listed? We'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell these items or this item, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Got a couple of Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is KQ4AZ. KQ4AZ, Kevin at 96. I'll be negative and negative. Enjoying the swap. And $73 on the net.
Now for DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4AZ. That's Mr. Kevin down there at 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And still got, he dropped out again, so maybe he won't check in with me. so we got that one anyway. Pray if anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has three of the ARRL handbooks. These are older handbooks. One is from 1961, 1966, and 1971. He said they're all in great shape in case somebody might want to put them in their library. And he would like $60 for all of them. Does anyone need any fails? And the map is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT-1802. That's a 2-meter monobander. It's an older transceiver, but it works real well. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fails? The map is for sale. It's a Heil ICM microphone. It's for ICOM rigs. It's specially made just for the ICOMs. It's a boom. He's got the boom. It's a boom mic. He's got the boom complete with a spider suspension, the vibration isolator, the foam windsock, the cable, everything, and for $75. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-520S. That's an older transceiver. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, that way I can take them off the book and keep my book straight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rate you? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. This is KC4SKD Larry. KG4AHS Rhonda and Easley. No traffic, no rate to you tonight. I talked to Patrick the other night, and if you want me to, I'll start calling the net this Friday night back again. I feel like I'm at a point where I can do that. He said to mention it to you. So let me know. And, of course, I'm bringing along Randall by telephone relay, N9TEC in Asheville, and my brother Charlie, KF4GGF. Goose Creek. So, hope you're having a good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net. KC4SKD.
4DOS. W4 Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride, KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And Larry brings along his two brothers via telephone relay. N9TEC, that's Mr. Randall. He's up in Asheville. And KF4GGF, that's Mr. Charlie. He's down there in Goose Creek. Appreciate you bringing Randall and Charlie along there, Larry. Everything is good on that end. And, Larry, if you feel up to it, you can start calling this Friday night, not a problem there, young man. And then Patrick will pick up the next Friday while Dave is going to be out for a little bit. And he's having some other things going on, and he has to take care of that. So me and Patrick are kind of picking up slack for him a little bit. And Patrick will be calling every other Friday, and I'll call him the Saturdays that nobody calls. We've got openings out here for net controllers on every other Friday night and on Saturdays. If anybody's interested, it's not hard. It's a lot of fun, and when you get into it, you might really enjoy it like I do. But anyway, if you would like to be a net controller, get on here and let me or Patrick or Dave Watson or anybody know. You know, let them know you want to be a net controller. We'll get you pointed in the right direction. If you want to start calling again this Friday night, since you're getting your voice stronger over that melee that you had, that'll be more than fine there, over.
Unless, again, something comes up beyond my control, then put me back on for this Friday, starting this Friday and every other Friday. Anyway, take care, Gary. Good to hear from, or good to talk to you. KC4SKD.
It's a done deal, and we appreciate you being with us, and glad that you're able to come back calling in again. I'd also like to say good evening to W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Gene, I didn't forget about you there, young man. Wanted to make sure I did get all that in there, but appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
Chris. This is Kilo, Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India, Jack down here in Rock Hill. Have a great one.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening, KJ4BKN. That's Mr. Jack up there in Rock Hill. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jack. Hope you are doing well. And, Jack, y'all got a 10-meter net up there. Is that every night, or is it just like one night a week or something?
On Sheridan Island, man, it's 28-3400, 28-340. On Sheridan Island, starts at 10 o'clock. It's used to it lasting 3 or 4 in the morning. Boys, a lot of them done got older, some of them silent key, but old Barry runs it. He doesn't do it but about 2 rounds, and he's out, gone to bed. So it doesn't last long now, but we talk from about 9 to about 10:30 on Saturday night over there. Then I go up to the 190.
I'll see if I can jump up there Saturday night and catch you on that 10-meter net. But y'all take care. Appreciate the information, and thanks for checking in with us on this net. We do appreciate you. Any others, all the way through the alphabet before go direct, you call KI4DOS. All the clean, shiny, dry, beautiful stuff that got warm today is KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Larry, you got a clean, shiny, warm stuff. It got up to 80 degrees here at the house today.
4 JBQ and a 2-meter net. Gracious, it got up to 80? Oh, that was fine. I was going to say it was nice and warm here today, but I don't think we got quite that warm. Well, I got to say that I got my first haircut of the year today, and I just think it feels so good. You know, I run my hand back over my hair, and it, you know, it's just nothing to get in the way. It's just a little fuzz there. But be that as it may, I enjoy being clean shaven. Well, except for my chin beard. I do keep a chin beard. And to cut all that stuff off the top, accumulated over the winter, you know, don't need that anymore. It's going to be nice and warm. Anyhow, that's something I like to do every once in a while. Another thing that I guess I have to look forward to, and as much as it's springtime, is spring cleaning. And something Donna does not like to do. J. just in case, well, if anybody had any thoughts of hiring her out, she does not clean windows. She does not do that. And, well, I'm not very fond of it, but even if you're not fond of it, sometimes you just have to do things. And I have this this thing going on. I take a bucket of soapy water, and I take one of these things. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's coconut shell fibers, and they somehow weave that or get that into a flat something or other, you know, like a scrubber, you know. But it's ever so gentle, because it's coconut fibers, ever so gentle on windows. You're not going to scratch the windows, but it's enough resistance in itself. It doesn't wear out, and it'll take practically anything. Of course, that's with the soapy water, you know. Take anything off the windows. Now, when they're clean and shiny, it makes your wife so happy. KK4JBQ.
I've never used the coconut fiber cleaning apparatus. I'll have to see if I can find me one of those just for grins and giggles. But I'm very fortunate. When we bought our house, we had the windows are you know, tilt in. You tilt them in to wash them. And you do the bottom side, then you raise it, or bring the top, start it down, then you raise it back up at the bottom, and it tilts in so you can wash both sides of them from standing inside the house on the floor. I don't have to get out there on a ladder anymore. I don't have to try to scrub the outside of the windows, you know, to... Don't even have to take the screens off, because I can do it all from the inside of the house, which I really enjoy. Mine need to be done, but I haven't done them yet. But I've got several projects going on around here, and trying to get a couple of them finished up. I've built a new front porch on the house, and I've got to put a roof on it. And I'm waiting on my son to be able to come over and... to help me with the roof, because him and my pretty little bride Joy don't want me on ladders and don't want me on top of the house and all this, but I'm still going to do it. But, you know, I need some help on that, on getting the roof up. It's kind of hard to throw a board up there that's, you know, 16 feet long and get it nailed up and get it in position and get it level and all of that stuff. So, I'll have to wait on him to get over here to help me a little bit with that. And I need him to really come by a little sooner than that. I've got to take some measurements so I can get the material. I'm going to have a steel roof put on over the porch, and I'm going to put a steel roof on it. And I got to get the measurements of that so I can go order the material. So, along with the spring cleaning and all that goes on, I've got a lot of other projects going on too, Larry.
That's interesting to hear all of that. I don't know what to say. I've never had the tilting windows. We bought this house around 2000, and I don't know, they just didn't build these units with that kind of window. It sounds, I've seen them, and it sounds like it would be ever so handy, you know, to tilt them in, especially on the second floor. Now, that sounds great. Mine, I had to take them all the way out, and they slide up and down, you know, and I can take them all the way out, the window parts, the screen parts too, I reckon, and clean them inside. Considering how ladders and I get along, you're going to catch me on a ladder again. Nope. Well, I hate to swear off of anything, you know, because if something gets me aggravated enough, I'll just do it. I have fallen with a ladder, not off a ladder, head and fell with the ladder. Busted up my eyeglasses when I did that. And I don't know, I'll just have to say I don't get along with ladders. in a pinch to get something done that needs to be done, I'll do it. Sure. I don't want to be on the roof anymore. That's just a particular thing. I've been on the roof with, you know, antennas and such, and I just don't want to do that. We have really steep roof pitches here. I mean, I don't know quite how to refer to it in a, you know, carpentry way. I know it's something over something, but they're steep. They're steep. I suppose one could tie off a rope on the other side of the house and pull yourself up and keep yourself anchored and such, but that's just a lot to go through. And I don't want to present the roof a wear and tear that it doesn't like. Because there's one thing I am aware of. We had a hailstorm here, and that'll make your roof leaky. These hailstones about the size of my fist, honestly, just one time since we've been here, 25 years. It came a hailstorm that I'll never forget. And we had a couple of leaks, so the whole roof had to be replaced. And it's interesting to hear how your property's coming along. I know for a time you were working on an outbuilding with a concrete pad and such as that. Tell me, I haven't heard the end of that. Did it all go well? KK4 JVQ.
Back up and say, glad you got your hair cut. I get to go get my hair cut tomorrow. I get it cut every 5 weeks. And, Mr. Ray says, if I don't get it cut, I'm going to have to give me a set of dog tags, and I don't like wearing a necklace around my neck, so a collar around my neck. So I think I'll just go get my hair cut. The roof pitch it drops so many inches per foot, and there's different numbers on those, of course, depending on the pitch of your roof, but that's what that is. And as far as the outbuilding that I got put up, it's all done, and I about got everything back in it, not quite yet. I still got some stuff out, I got a little outbuilding, a little 8x10 building that I've got some of my stuff stored in. I had it all in there. You couldn't get, a rat couldn't get in and draw my deep breath. I had it packed so tight and so full. Or one of them anyway. I got two of them. And I've got everything just about back out there. I've got a couple of extension cords and stuff like that in the little buildings that I've still got to put out in my big building. But it went really well, and I'm really pleased with it. It's got a walk-in. Well, first off, let me say it's 24 by 24. And the peak of the roof is about 16 feet, and to the gable is about 14 feet, so it's got doesn't have a real steep pitch on it, but it's, you know, from the peak of the roof down to the gable edges is about a 2 foot drop, and so it's 14 feet tall on the inside on the walls, and then it's higher than that in the middle, and it's got an 8 foot by 10 foot roll-up door. It's got a walk-through door, and it's got a couple of windows in it. And I am really, really pleased with it. The guys did a wonderful job putting it up. And they said it would be up in one day, but it actually took them 2 days. They got started a little late the first day. They didn't get here till about 10 o'clock or 10:30. And by the time they got everything in place and got it set up and started unloading their trailer and getting the material out and all that, it was nearly lunchtime. But they worked from lunchtime up until about 8 or 9 o'clock that night and went to the hotel and came back at 6 the next morning and finished putting it up and packed their stuff up and went on to the next job. But I'm very, very pleased with the building.